Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,867. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
And you are in the Men's Room. Watch out, today we celebrate Palm Sunday on a Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drink and Ted drunk.
All right, here we go. Maryland car thieves are thwarted by that pesky thing called a stick shift. Meanwhile, calling your ex 815 times in 2 days is excessive, if you get my drift. Tennis-loving cow escapes farm to spend a few hours at the club. Burglar who hid in home insulation has an itch that he needs to rub. And a shoplifter in Pennsylvania hit with felony charges after stealing not one, but two packs of bacon. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, on Wednesday's show, we asked, what food will you never eat again, or what food will you never try? And we heard everything from cold-sliced jellyfish to balut to tartar sauce, because tartar sauce is made with mayonnaise. Well, today, we return to the world of food, but instead of having you revisit the nightmare of the foods you hated, we want to celebrate those meals that you'd love to eat again. Although the inspiration for today's question comes from a decidedly unpleasant source. We're talking about your hypothetical final death row meal. But in honor of Lent Palm Sunday, we'll just say it's your last supper. Anyway, there was a discussion on the internet, and this very thing came up, and some of the answers surprised us. You know, we were expecting some of those classic home-cooked meals that only Meemaw could make, but no. Instead, we got things like Taco Bell chicken quesadillas. Miles, you'll appreciate the Bloomin' Onion from Outback.
Hell yeah.
Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. And Nerds candies. Yeah, they all made the list. But hey, whatever floats your boat, I suppose. But today, we're talking about your hypothetical last meal. But we want to base it on the best meal you've ever eaten. And that's pretty much what today's question is. If the best meal you ever ate were going to be your last meal, what are you eating?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK.
You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to season 18, episode number 3,867. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We didn't have to stay up late last night because, Ted, you failed last week. So we come up with a new rule. Give you a couple chances to get one right. So we are back to
feels
Connie.
Feels personal, Montgomery. Did you just say I lost? Did you say I failed?
Maybe well, failed.
Dude, you had...
I noticed that, too. Like, damn.
It was probably. It was the last word. It was the last word on the third try.
All right.
Of Ted versus the FCC. So we're back to Connie Kent and her chunky cut.
God, yes. I was right there, and then I screamed the C word.
Last word.
Last
your
very
mind.
Word, yes. So we'll give you one more chance there. And Ted versus the FCC. What else do we have for you today? As we do every Monday through Friday, we head on over exclusively to the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour, where you get more Men's Room Monday through Friday. Starting at 6, we leave the airwaves from KISW, head on over to the Odyssey app. If you do not have the Odyssey app, download it now. It's absolutely free. Search for the Men's Room page. That's where you'll find all our stuff in one handy location. All of our podcasts, the daily podcast, Ted, all the 9 million podcasts that you do, Greatest Story Never Told podcast is on there. Of course, the Men's Room Happy Hour channel, which only goes live at 6, is on there as well. And today, the return of Ask the Men's Room as we get set for the weekend. So if you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now and check us out for more Men's Room coming up at 6. What else do we have? Oh, it is the weekend. We will drink and toast into the weekend for sure. And then, of course, it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's bad.
Today on a Bad Choice Friday, we celebrate Palm Sunday. Ted, the good Catholic, explained to everyone what Palm Sunday is all about.
Jesus shows up to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's Jerusalem.
Yeah. Right, because he's been out in the desert, walking around for 40 days. He shows up. People are happy. They're waving palms at him.
Walking around. Right. I like that. He's just hanging out for 40 days, man. You know.
Well, look, I think he might have been doing something else. But
he's going into town.
Right. So now he shows up. Everybody's waving their palms. The king has shown up, or who they expect is the king. And, yeah.
It's a celebration of Jesus coming into town.
Some people are happy to see him.
So it's literally Palm Sunday because they're waving the palms?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to celebrate Palm Sunday.
You just always assume it's something very, like, nah, bro, look, they're waving palms.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, just, it starts Holy Week, right? Because he shows up on Sunday, and then next week you'll get into, like, Thursday, and then Friday they're going to kill him.
Friday, they're
going to
kill him.
I like how subtle you make
good times.
And then Sunday, he'll rise again.
All right. Okay. So Palm Sunday celebration on a Bad Choice Friday featuring the Divinals. Yes. I Touch Myself from the Divinals taking on Cyndi Lauper on a Bad Choice Friday.
You think she sings this when she's handling her business?
I don't know.
There's lots of bop going on.
I Touch Myself from the Divinals and She Bop from Cyndi Lauper. Those are your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
It was Mike's idea.
Mm-hmm. On to this positive Friday.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the religious one. Today we're going to talk about food, and we've all had some pretty good meals in our lifetime.
Sure.
Whether it's your mom's home-cooked meal.
Maybe no, not that.
Grandma hooked something up.
Yes.
Depending on who it is in your family, my stepfather is an incredibly good cook. However, his mother was a better cook, and her mother was a better cook.
Right.
So that's just kind of the way it falls. And all of them are great cooks, but none of them could replicate what the other could do.
Sure, sure.
So as far as sauces and all these different recipes, it was originally my great-grandmother's recipe, which was the recipe that was fantastic. Same exact recipe, handed to my grandmother. It was good. It was not quite as good as my great-grandmother's. Mm-hmm. Same thing with my stepfather. He will do the same thing. Not as good as his mom's, not as good, but they were so good to start with. It's still a really good dish.
Would that be one of your best? Not one of, but if it's your final meal, you're on death row, you get one meal. I'm sorry, it's your last supper. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if you call it that, you make them nervous. Like, why you guys keep calling it last supper? Why can't this be dinner? Is that one of the meals you're taking?
No. No, I'm not. I'm going to take food that I remember to be good growing up, for the most part. And not say, and a lot of these places are closed that I know.
Sure,
there are places that I went to that had a Sicilian-style pizza, which is a little bit thicker. It's a square pizza.
Yeah.
Yep. Same thing where I grew up.
You get a couple of those and pepperoni, man. I'd love to go back to those establishments where I grew up. There was a place called Pizzeria Italia. They had a big round pie, man. And it was, they still in operation. It's one of the greatest pizzas I still believe that I've ever had in my lifetime. But again, going back after eating all the different types of pizza that I have over my lifetime, I believe it would still hold up, but I'm not exactly sure that it would.
Probably. For me, you know, I gave this a lot of thought because they say, hey, man, this is your last meal before we kill your ass, right? So I'm like, you want the best thing? Which, by the way, seems like a bad idea because you don't want someone dying with full bowels. Anyway, that's a discussion for another day. But, Ted, I think you'll appreciate it. I'm going back to Mama's in Baltimore. Well, I guess I'm not going back, but they will get me the Clams Casino, two orders.
Okay.
And two crab cake sandwiches from Mama's. I'm good. I am good. That is absolutely, hands down, my favorite meal. Mike, when we go to Baltimore for the... I might get crab soup. Here's the thing. I would do them a solid by not ordering the cream of crab soup.
Well, like, you do everybody else a solid, right, but like, you won't be here anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, the cream of crab soup, crab cakes, and the Clams Casino. Without question.
Do you typically get two sandwiches when you go there?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Because, look, the way they always set it up, you can get a crab cake or you can get the crab cake platter. The crab cake platter always has two crab cakes, right? So you can get the crab cake sandwich, and I'm like, well, I kind of want like a platter, but in sandwich form. So I'll just get two crab cake sandwiches. The nice people will let you order the crab cake platter and then bring you two rolls.
Right. I kind of think like, you know, like Ted, you'll say there's levels of hamburgers as far as, you
correct,
know, fast casual or a steakhouse hamburger compared to like Dick's of the world. Price point has a lot to do,
sure,
with that as far as the quality of everything. Not, there's nothing wrong with the Dick's hamburger. There's nothing wrong with the hamburger at the Metropolitan Grill. Just two different animals. As far as what you're dealing with. I believe that to be true on this question based on the fact that, yes, there are really good meals that I've had where they were, I've had grilled lobster before, which was, to me, one of the best dinners I've ever had in my life.
I don't like lobster.
They spatchcocked it. They put it on a grill, and then you covered it in butter and lemon when they flipped it back over. And it just kind of cooked in that buttery juice. Had maybe that three times in 1 week
when I was on vacation at this one
What's the cheap version of that? Well, Red Lobster?
Basically, I was in the Dominican Republic, so that was a $12
lobster. Right, it's cheap, okay.
But as far as the level of, you know, if you're going to have a lobster, it's going to be an expensive meal.
Of course.
But I still find solace in the comfort of a Big Mac. So there's
sure.
There's two different levels. There's stuff that I would like to eat as far as a fancy dinner.
But if it's your last meal, I mean, now, to be fair, I guess...
I might include a Big Mac in it.
A lot of prisoners do that. So, like, I want the grilled lobster, spatchcock, and a Big Mac, right? You get hooked up on that. Would that be your final meal?
I think it changes, too, that you've been in prison that long. Because, like, there's that show 90 Days In where people volunteer to go in.
Which is dumb, but yeah.
Right. But when they get out, it's funny. Like, they almost always just want fast food.
Of course.
Right. That's what you're craving. Of course. Well, and that would, then, I mean, I would have to think that if you are in that situation, even if you're in over the weekend or you're in there for 90 days, you're probably not eating as much as you normally do.
Well, unless you like bologna sandwiches.
Just based on the circumstances. So when you get out, man.
You're exactly right. I got out of jail. I went to Towson Diner. I got a bacon, an egg, omelet, hash browns, and a side of French toast with like a bucket of Coca-Cola.
You know what? Ted, you're tracking because in the scheme of getting out of jail, not prison, but getting out of jail where you spend a couple of nights there, a diner is probably your best shot because it has everything. So if you want a burger, you can get a burger. Yeah. If you want breakfast food, you can get breakfast food. If you want spare ribs, you can get spare ribs. Or you can get a little bit of everything. You're right, man. Well, the diner is like a food court where you can just sit down and bring it to you.
I would say, outside of coming home from Burning Man the first time, probably the best shower and best hot meal I've ever had in my life.
Oh, yeah. And chicken wings. I can't.
Yep.
They have to be included somewhere, even if it's six of them.
From where? Because here's the thing, man. This is your last meal. They want to know what kind of chicken wings you want.
I mean, if it was here in Seattle.
Buffalo Wild Wings, you're going to dive
bar. I would go to Burnett's, the dive bar in Renton.
There you go.
For six, probably fish sauce wings.
I mean, to me, that's the thing.
But like, Wingstop has good.
I was going to say, lemon pepper Wingstop got me.
But which ones would you rather have?
Burnett's.
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? If it's like the best ones you've had, that's the place you want to
go. I mean, if for some ever reason, you know, like I retired and left Seattle, if I ever came back to visit people or family or whatever the deal is, I'm going to Burnett's.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going there to get chicken wings.
For some reason?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm ready to go to Arizona
family
now.
No, whatever. For some reason. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you're family. Ready to leave the city.
No, my daughters live here, whatever the deal is. If you retire, you know, and come back in, they better be open because there's a handful of things. Pagliacci pizza.
Yep.
Probably would have to get one of those.
Well, I was talking about Pagliacci this weekend with a buddy, right? He lived in Brooklyn for 4 years.
All
right. Right? Like, I grew up on the East Coast, and we both agreed. I was like, that is just one of my favorite pizzas ever.
They do a great job.
Yeah.
They do a great job.
But I would probably take a Lido's pizza.
But to your point.
Oh,
you know,
me too.
Every time I go to Baltimore, which about once a year on average, always go to this place, Mama's, specifically for the crab cakes and the Clams Casino. Guaranteed. Yeah. Sorry, if it ever closed down, and I'm not even kidding, if it closed down, I'd be less motivated to go back.
I know this sounds ridiculous, but there's a little deli inside of a gas station. On the equivalent of Aurora. In Baltimore, in a little place called Glen Burnie. Now, this is a hole-in-the-wall place.
I'm sure the food is good, but I can't imagine volunteering to go to Glen Burnie.
It's a deli that has crab cakes, it has seafood, but they do a shrimp salad sandwich on a potato roll or some type of sweet roll that is toasted with cheese, tomato, lettuce, and mayonnaise.
Okay.
And it is the greatest sandwich in the world. I mean, most people don't even... have never had shrimp salad before, but just make it the same way that you would potato salad, same way you would do egg salad, whatever you're making, tuna salad. Just put mayonnaise in it and get it ready to go. And I'm telling you what, it's... God, I love that thing.
I mean, take where we grew up out of it. If I'm just going the last meal from stuff in Seattle, I would probably get a couple deluxes from Dick's, a medium from Pagliacci, and then...
What are you getting on pizza, though? What are the toppings?
Oh, pep and sausage.
Okay.
And then I would get a chicken cheese steak with onions and cheese whiz from, what's our guy's name?
Calazzi's. That's not a bad call. We were going to go there because I got into work a little bit late today. My wife's like, man, what should we do for dinner? Which is the natural question again at 11 a.m. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. She said, you know what? I'm going to Calazzi's. I'm getting this cheese steak. So I'm ready to do the fist pump. But then she lifted the clock and said, I'm not. Because at that point, the line gets super long, all the construction guys and all that.
Marco Polo's fried chicken.
Ayo.
Yep, their chicken's very good. I mean, look, there's a lot of... I've had awesome...
Little Tavern Burger.
I was going to say, like, the Met, I've had probably, I would say, arguably some of the best meals of my life
ever.
I've had at the Met.
Sure.
But I just feel like if I'm in jail and I'm going out, like, I want some greasy, different kind of food.
I want the slop. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want the really good food.
Like, there's great sushi here, too, but, like, I don't know.
I'll tell you what.
Sushi on death row.
No, man. What was the... they took it off the menu. The bone broth at Japanessa.
Oh, yeah.
That, I can't even explain how good it was. I went there for dinner, I don't know, 6 weeks ago with the wife. They don't have it on the menu anymore. Pissed me off. I didn't even want to be there anymore. Their food is good, but I specifically wanted that.
Yeah. I'm going to get a big boil from Captain Crab down there in, in Lakewood.
Mike's watching me on the cameras now. My allergies are bugging me. He just said, stop rubbing your eyes.
Those eyes low, Ted.
Now I'm just naming things I love.
Those
chili sesame Thai ribs appetizer at either one of the Buckley's.
Okay. All right.
Phenomenal.
Yep.
The brisket from Jack's Barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, you know what, man? I might get rid of everything I just said and just ask my uncle, Black Boomhauer.
Yeah.
Man, just hook me up with some ribs, boudin, and brisket. I've never had better barbecue than this man hooks up.
But
it is so good.
Fish and chips from the Pacific Inn.
Yeah. Spud. I will say that trying to think of the best meal I've ever had is just tough. Because it's like different levels. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've had steaks. Had some great seafood, but then also like...
Okay, how about restaurant versus homemade? Like restaurant, again, for me, I'm a seafood fan, so this place, Mama's, that you don't know about, it's back in Baltimore. I could go on all day. I think you get it. That would be my restaurant final meal, but as far as home cooked, it's not my mom. Mom, I love you, but goddamn, dude, and you know it, your cooking was terrible. But my uncle, Black Boomhauer, man, just make me whatever you're eating today, just put it on a plate and give it to me.
I would take my buddy Sal. His pulled pork, and then he farms oysters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, I can't remember if I brought in some of those smoke oysters for you. Those are phenomenal. Then he has this other recipe where they cook them in the shell that his wife found. I mean, they were the best oysters I ever had in my life.
We get a burger from James.
Yeah, that's a good call. But I'm on death row. I'd have to email him 2 months in advance. Sal's pulled pork is phenomenal. I mean, it's competition worthy.
The chicken wings of my first girlfriend in high school, her mother made, were some of the most unique and delicious chicken wings.
What kind of flavor?
Buffalo.
Really?
I mean, she nailed it. She did a technique where she blanched the chicken wings first in some water.
Yeah.
Basically cooked them for the most part all the way through, but with the water in the chicken wings, it kind of plumped them up and made them juicy.
Mm-hmm.
So when she did cook them, they stayed nice and crispy, but juicy on the inside.
Is that the only reason you dated this chick?
Not the only reason.
Did it help the relationship last a little longer just on the off chance you get hooked up with wings?
Well, back to the fact that at this point in time, most people just had the landline phone in their home before the days of cell phones and everything else. And when you call the house, you call the house.
Right.
And so when her mom picked up the phone, I'm like, I was like, Judy, next time I come over, we make chicken wings. And then it got to the point where she would ask me when I was coming over.
So she could make the wings.
Because she liked them, too.
Yeah.
So we would just sit down. I mean, you know, my girlfriend, she didn't care that much. But
right.
Me and her mom would just sit down and house chicken wings and watch television together.
That's an odd relationship, Miles.
Well, I mean...
That sounds pretty damn nice.
It was for me. I'd go over to my girlfriend's house, get a home-cooked meal. You know, her mom liked me.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a bad situation. But, I mean, she always asked, and I was like, I'm never going to say no.
No.
And then she gave me some to take home. So I had, like, a big bag of them in a Ziploc bag.
I mean, the first girlfriend I had, her dad used to grill awesome fish all the time. Like, in.
Mm-hmm.
He could catch some fish and cook it.
Our question, if the best meal you ever ate was your last meal, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, I thought about posing that question to our old friend A.E. Dave, but I think I know the answer.
Oh, come on.
That would be a hell of a request. What would you like for your last meal? I'm going to tell you, but you ain't going to like it very much. Hello, David. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Thank you for having me on. I absolutely love everything you guys do.
Oh, thank you, man.
Positive Friday.
So even though it's a positive Friday, you're also on death row. I mean, we're about to kill you, but out of the kindness of our heart.
I get to eat something I really, really love, so.
Okay, what are you having?
Plain and simple, my mom's beef stroganoff.
Huh. All right,
your mother actually made beef stroganoff from scratch at home?
Well, she had the but yeah, she did it herself, and I've always loved it, and I've always had her make doubles every time she makes it, so there's extra for me, and yeah.
Do you have the recipe?
Loved it, so.
Do you have the recipe, Dave?
I do.
Well, that's
I don't. She does.
Well, you need to get it.
Yeah, make sure you get that from her. Or is it too involved? You're like, I don't even want to go through the process.
Oh, no. I don't think it's too involved. But yeah, you're right. I should get it, definitely.
If she's making beef stroganoff at home, I'm imagining your mom was a pretty good cook in general.
I would say so, yes. Yeah,
well, everybody has a better dish.
No, they don't. I'm telling you, man. Look, I love my mom. I'm not trying to throw her under the bus. But she even admits, like, I was not a good cook. And she wasn't, but there was no meal. There was not. Look, you didn't always get upset at what she was going to give you. You just usually got upset. But there was no meal that like she made where we said, "Hell yeah!"
What,
man.
Is she omitting like half the ingredients from the recipes?
No, she just doesn't do it well. You know, you would think you could just read a recipe, follow that recipe, and it's at least a semblance of what you set out to do.
Right.
And she has this amazing ability that it wasn't.
A homemade pizza bagel that you do is not the worst thing in the world.
I would hook that up for
pizza.
Me. We got excited if we got Mama Celeste pizza. Mama Celeste pizza is not the greatest pizza in the world. It's not the worst, but it just meant we're not going to eat something that she cooked. Like, she did not have a best meal. The one thing that she used to make a lot when I was a little kid, and I hated this, so I don't know if she did it well or not, but there's a thing called tomato pie. These days, the tomato pie generally is like a frittata with a lot of tomato on top, right?
Correct.
That is not what she made. So picture an apple pie, replace the apples with tomatoes, we are done.
That's it.
There was a pie crust, there were like stewed tomatoes, maybe raw, I don't know, and then another crust on top. And that was a food that
Did your dad just keep his mouth shut?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not stupid.
I mean, but did he ever try to cook? Like, no, I'll take over tonight.
This is what sucked, man. So my dad never even made the effort to cook. But after I moved out of the house, he started taking up grilling a lot. And all absolutely right. Crushed him.
Okay.
So I would physically have to go visit my parents on a day that he was grilling. And it's like really, really good stuff. So he is, it turns out, a pretty good cook. But when I was growing up, he never cooked.
I just figure he's from Texas. He just has to have some basic ideas of how to.
That's why he started doing it. Okay, so as he said, the reason he picked it up a little bit later in life, he goes, "Look, man, every time I visit family in Texas, they cook very well. Everybody cooks very well. It doesn't matter what they make, but obviously they're heavy on the barbecue and grilling." He goes, "But they would come to visit me and just shake their heads at everything I made. So I took it upon myself to really get down with the grilling, reached out to Black Boomhauer, get some of his recipes, and his game has gone through the roof. Like, and honest to God, he said, it's so many family and friends from Texas, when they come to visit us, do not want to eat what we have made.
Is there a key spice?
Not really.
That you would leave out, that you wouldn't even think about? Like, a white pepper or, some kind of a powder, like a celery powder.
I mean, celery salt and white pepper, I think, are two. Those show up in a lot of good spice mix I like.
But it's also just the way you actually grill it. So it's like, man, you can put the ingredients together, but the magic happens on the grill, not so much your prep as far as it goes.
Okay.
But so I don't know, man, but his game has definitely improved. But again, as a child, it wasn't happening. He learned to cook after I had been cooking professionally for 12 years. So it's like, I don't need you now. You know, I can handle my own. I needed you in my childhood, brother. Like, you could have started grilling then because mom's food was terrible. It was absolute garbage, man.
See, maybe, just maybe, he decided that he used the excuse of when his family's coming into town.
It's very possible.
That he needs to present a decent meal, but it just could be that he's like, I've had enough.
It's probably like,
I've had enough.
Now that you've moved out, there's more of this crap for me, and I don't want it, so I'm going to learn to cook.
Well, and my mom's a great cook, but she kind of like could toe that line between where she grew up and like the way her mom cooked. It's like her stuffing's phenomenal, this and that. But also, my mom's one of those people, like, I remember once, like, when I was a janitor, we all went fishing in the Chesapeake Bay and caught rockfish.
Yeah.
So you come home with the fillets, and then she'll just break out the spices, the flour, the paper bags, and then just start frying it up. I mean, I can remember my dad sometimes, she'd be like, what, you know, like, I'll cook anything you want. And he'd be like, can you fry chicken thighs? Right? Like, her chicken salad's on point.
Okay.
So, like, she can kind of live in both worlds.
There was a BuzzFeed or one of those sites, they had... So it might have been Reddit, but hypothetical on there, just said, look, I'm crushed because I found out that my family's secret recipe for this dish that she liked, and I can't remember what it was, but it was actually just a recipe off the back of the box that you bought for the product.
And then, dip.
Well, yeah. Then all of...
My sausage dip, you could find it.
Yeah, all of the... but then all these people started chiming in. Yes, our favorite recipe in our family is, and it's on the back of this box and this product. And
well, no, wait.
So, it's like you could just make the stuffing, but there's an extra little recipe in the bottom, like if you wanted to add sausage or oysters or change it up a little bit fancy.
Did she believe it was the family recipe because that's what she was told, or was it just growing up she always ate this and made the assumption?
She assumed that it was the secret family recipe. Her mom would never give up the recipe. I guess it was a point where, like, Mom, I really want to learn how to make this. Will you just give me the recipe? And she's like, just go buy a box of that. It's right on the back. It's right on the back of the box, man. So,
well, it's... Yeah, and, like, some recipes are different, right? Like, that stuffing. Like, I learned it from my mother, but I watched her make it. But, like, other people, like, my brother's tried, my sister's tried, and it's okay.
Right.
Because my mom doesn't use measurements.
Right, everything, just
eye it up and put it in there.
Right.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Remember, what was that, 12 years ago, 10 years ago? Everybody was going crazy for Thrill's Buffalo Chicken Dip. And he's like, it's on the bottle of Frank's, dude.
It literally is on the bottle.
I bet your buddy James, I bet his hamburger is probably on the back of a box someplace.
Oh, that would piss me off.
It would not shock me.
It would shock me.
That would kill me.
That burger is that good. Have you ever had one
of
those?
No.
No, right. Thrill had one as he came to a tailgate. Right. I mean, it is just that good, but he refuses. And I'm telling you, Thrill was a cook. Like, I've seen this conversation happen over and over.
Yeah.
It really, and like I said, he gave me the burger, and instinctively, I reached for ketchup and mustard, and he said, just do me one favor. Please just take a bite of my burger before you put anything on. And then if you want to add stuff, go ahead. To appease him, I'm like, okay, James. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need ketchup or mustard. Like, this thing, don't even ruin it, condiment. You don't even want cheese on it. I'm not kidding. Like, this burger, you just want the burger on the bun. I don't know what that dude does. I don't know if it's not made from cow. It doesn't. I don't know if he's making it out of ground bat meat. Whatever he is doing, it's good enough that
and
I don't
care. And he makes them the day before, and then they're, like, sitting and resting. But I'm dead serious. Like, at the tailgates, and there was a little dust up after I left. Because some of the Smiths can be a little annoyed with them sometimes. But, like, literally, like, you had to email him on a Monday if you wanted a burger on the Saturday tailgate.
I remember Ted saying that to me. I'm like, well, I don't know, man. He's like, no, you have to make a decision. Like,
right.
He's like, sure, like, if you want a burger, if you want a chance at a burger, you have to confirm it now. I'm like, okay.
I think I pick a hot dog just based on where I grew up over a hamburger.
What are you putting on your hot dog, though? And what kind of hot dog? Are we going Oscar Mayer? Are we talking Hebrew National?
What? Actually, the best hot dogs I've ever had are almost every gas station in West Virginia has a hot dog shop in it.
Oh, okay. Shop in it. All right.
So there's, I don't know what kind of hot dogs are using. It's more about the chili. It's chili, onions, and mustard is the basis.
I'm down with that.
Of a West Virginia hot dog.
Yeah.
But the way they do it.
That sounds like a sex move that I want no part of.
You can't see the hot dog because it's completely, like, it's a top split bun. It's completely immersed in there.
Okay.
The chili's kind of in there. So it's almost like a hot dog pocket when you eat it. Like, it's not on top and heaping. It's in there with a dog.
Yeah.
It's all around it. So I don't know. It's very unique, but the flavor of it, any gas station you go to, the hot dog is about the same, but it really does not. It's not about the snap of the dog. It's not about the quality of the meat. Anytime you do that, though, it definitely elevates the game. They just don't do it.
I think there's a reason why they smother.
Because it used to be two hot dogs for a dollar.
Oh, almost cost. Yeah, I would do that deal.
I mean, you just go to the gas station, get a couple hot dogs for a dollar, get a soda, you walk out $3.50 later with a bag of chips, you got lunch.
Also, for the record, as somebody that uses ketchup on their hot dog, everybody's like, right? And it comes from Chicago. But they put damn tomatoes on their hot dogs.
But it tastes different.
I'm just saying.
It really
from Chicago, you can say that. That's fine. The rest of the country, stop saying that lie.
Right. And, Mike, not to be blasphemous, because I know you won't like this, but I do not like a poppy seed bun.
Really?
I know you like a poppy seed muffin.
Right.
I just don't like the bun. The Chicago dog is typically a poppy seed bun. Some hamburgers have poppy seed. It's like,
even taste them?
I don't even like a sesame seed bun unless it's a Big Mac. That is the last bun that I would buy in a grocery store.
Our boy VD is absolutely blowing out my ears right now. He's tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
What? Right. Is he screaming?
Because we're crapping on the Vienna beef.
He might not be able to make it into Chicago. They got tornadoes there.
Yeah, no.
We're just talking about that outside. I bet it's flight delayed.
Sesame seed bun, Miles, also shows up pretty good, like that big outdoor one for barbecue.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And pulled pork.
I've been honest. Can you taste the poppy seeds on a poppy seed bun? I don't like them because I hate getting that crap out of my teeth, but there's no... If you didn't have the poppy seeds, I'm like, the muffin would still be fine.
I'll give you a perfectly good example. You get a regular bagel.
All right.
And you toast it, and you eat it. You go, that's pretty good. You get a poppy seed bagel, and you toast it, and you're like, oh, God.
No, to me, it tastes exactly the same.
It does really.
There's just crap in my teeth. That's my problem with poppy seeds. It looks like I'm riding a motorcycle smiling. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I caught like a buzz off of it, I'd do it, but...
I mean, you're not wrong. If you lose the poppy seeds out of I don't eat the poppy seed muffin for the poppy seeds specifically. Right. It just tastes the best. Right. I don't know what it is about the way that they make the muffin that becomes the poppy seed muffin.
I'm sure it has nothing to do with the poppy seeds.
Correct. Now, if they make the lemon poppy seed, I don't touch that thing at all. I don't like the artificial lemon taste. It's got to be that straight poppy seed one from Costco. Huh. Yeah.
I don't mind
the
lemon poppy
almonds seed. And crap on it or lemon poppy seed. No, don't touch me with that. Just the straight poppy seed muffin.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles, I know you were espousing the greatness of your West Virginia gas station hot dogs. Someone here says the 7-Eleven spicy bite is the best dog.
Their buns just aren't that good.
7-Eleven hot dogs are okay. You know, they're not the worst, but I think they are far from the best.
Right.
I don't know if sausages I rank. Hot dogs, I feel like Hebrew National has a different taste.
Yeah, it absolutely has a different taste.
Right, but I don't know. I just get, like, beef franks. I guess ballpark is what I grew up on, so that's what I probably get.
We grew up Oscar Mayer.
Here's the difference between the gas station hot dog in West Virginia and the 7-Eleven is... there's a person working full time just for hot dogs because there's always a lunch rush.
Really?
People are always coming. Anybody who goes in to fill up with gas, get a pack of cigarettes, two hot dogs for a dollar... That's a pretty easy lunch. But there is nacho cheese, shredded cheese, sauerkraut, chili, all these different condiments. So like at 7-Eleven, it's like ketchup, mustard, or bust, or relish, depending on what 7-Eleven that you go to. Some have a little bit more than that.
I don't know if I'd want 7-Eleven chili. 7-Eleven chili sounds like something that happens to
you. It's probably not.
Not something you want to eat.
It's probably not the worst. Their pizza is not the worst.
Their pizza is not bad if you ignore the fact that the cheese doesn't move.
Yeah.
Like, they can hand you your slice upside down in the box, and you're like, oh, man. And when you get to work, I'm like, it has not moved.
Well, see, that would change the game. Now, your last meal...
It doesn't matter which way. Right? Good for my daughter.
Your last meal is your last meal, but you can only buy it at 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. Oh. Hang on.
So definitely going to get a big gulp, for sure.
I'll take the expired Doritos.
Well, if they have nacho cheese...
I would definitely get that quarter-pound Big Bite and some taquitos.
I'm with you on the taquitos. Man, my last meal, but it must be 7-Eleven.
I think I'm going to go to the pizza.
I might get like two of their spicy wings.
A Reese cup.
And a piece of pizza, yeah. I mean, really, because the Big Bites, man, I'm just not.
You can still get a six bag of beer.
Right. I mean, the drinks, no problem. You know, you can't get liquor, but I can get soft drink, Gatorade beer.
I definitely buy a pack of smokes.
You know what I'm getting?
Suck down seven or eight of them.
Apple fritter. The apple fritter.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's my last meal, just get a cold 2-liter of Coca-Cola.
That's it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I rarely drink a Coca-Cola, but like, I would just sit there and suck that down.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not? If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803
Rock. I mean, like, what are you gonna have, a tummy ache? Like, you're gonna die.
It's unhealthy. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, sure. Whatever, dude.
We should add that the meal would actually kill you.
Right. Your last meal, but that's how you die.
Choking on a chicken bone.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Happy Positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
I hope you guys don't suck it down through a meat straw, that 7-Eleven crap.
Hey, man, we're just saying that's your last meal, but you know, run.
It's not tough times. It's not your choice.
So the jail says, hey, we can go to 7-Eleven. We got a gift
card. That's all we got.
That's all we got, brother.
Miles is obviously not in jail because of the smokes and the beer. So.
That's right.
I'd have to go with, oh, man, you guys listed so much good stuff. I went through, like, five different things instantly in my head. But like I was telling Mike, it would have to be my wife's smothered pork chops, fluffy mashed potatoes and gravy, or killer green beans and bacon. It's all nice and buttery. And I forgot to tell you, Mike, but the awesome Hawaiian roll.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Now, let me ask you this. How often does your wife hook up this meal?
I had it actually last week. So I get it about twice a month.
Okay,
so
that sounds awesome.
It just gets better.
Now, she obviously knows that you like it a lot. So do you have to put any effort in to kind of make it happen? Like, I don't know, show up unexpectedly with flowers, or it just happens to be your birthday, or will she just break it out for you to be nice?
Three times a week, you know, right? Actually, it's a lot of it's also goes around the sales, as in, like, you know, we like the extra thick, boneless pork chops.
Okay.
You know? And so, I mean, if I whip out, you know, a double pack of those, and she's like, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, definitely eat that.
Okay.
You know, for, I got in a couple of days or something. But
I got a hypothetical for you, right?
Yeah.
All right. For some reason, you know, I don't know. Maybe you got out of town for a week or whatever. But your wife meets the Ted Smith at a bar, and when you come home, she says, "Honey, I don't think this is going to work anymore. I found someone I love, and I'm leaving you." Is the pork chop the one thing that you'd miss the most about her?
No.
Okay.
The fact that you had to think about it, though.
Hey, well, that's honest.
Let me give it some thought.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think we should redo that question.
Right.
You come home. I have not done anything sexual or nothing with your wife, but I'm eating that meal in your kitchen. Are you pissed?
And she didn't make any for you.
No, I'm actually happy to see V. Ted Smith.
All right. All right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
You just gave Ted an in.
Yeah.
He's coming over and eating your pork chops now.
Right.
Don't be mad.
I do remember talking to my my first wife at one point in time, and she was we were doing a kid exchange or whatever, and she's like, will you just come over and cook me dinner? I'm like, no.
For real?
Hell no.
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Was she a terrible cook?
She's not a bad cook. I, it was just the fact that I was cooking a lot of the time, and I was cooking a lot of the things that I knew.
You're a very good cook.
How to make.
I don't mind
so
saying
like,
that.
You know, there's a couple things she liked. But
I cooked for my wife for the first 6 months we dated, all right? So my assumption, she's just one of those people, doesn't cook or can't cook. No big deal. I used to cook, have no problem doing it, made her happy. We enjoyed many a great meal. Well, we moved to Seattle a few months before she did. So we're working at night at this point, all right? She's staying at her place. We get home. I open the fridge. And it looks like homemade food wrapped in foil. But since I know she doesn't cook, I asked her, where did you get this from? She said, oh, I ran down to the market about this, that, and the other. Made myself a meal. And I'm looking at this. And I'm like, you can cook? She's like, I can cook my ass off. I'm like, you never said anything? She said, you made me dinner 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to say a
word. Yeah, that's a good point.
The only way I found out that she can cook is because she was hungry while we were at work and the leftovers were there. To her credit, she cooks her ass off all the time now.
She's very, yeah.
And she's a great cook. But I just never knew she could cook. She didn't say a goddamn thing for 6 months.
Because she's smart. That's the best meal you ever ate was your last. What are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dana. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi there.
Hola.
How's it going?
Doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. The best meal I've ever eaten is right down the street from you guys at Duke's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crab stuffed prawns.
Ooh. I've been to Duke's a few times. I have not ordered those. How big are these prawns? Are they big fat ones or what?
Yeah, they're big fat ones, and they're stuffed with crab and some sort of yummy cheese with some pesto over them, and they're... And you got to get the... blueberry lemon drop and the carrot cake. And that would be my final meal.
And all of this is at Duke's, correct?
Yep.
I mean, look, I'm with you. I don't go to Duke's enough. Every time I go there, I'm like, I should come here all more often.
Yeah, when's the last time you went to Duke's, Dana?
It's been a while, but I've been there many times because my friend is the executive chef.
Oh, are you kidding me? Then go more.
That, all right.
They have one of the meals you love the most. Your friend's the executive chef. If I'm you, I'm taking full advantage of that until they stop being friends with
me. So these are not tame, wild Mexican prawns.
The wild Mexican prawns.
Stuffed with Dungeness crab and ported cheeses and pretty pesto accent, lemon, and beurre blanc.
Yeah, beurre blanc. Okay. Okay, took me a second. That does sound delicious. Making my stomach growl.
I know.
You know,
Duke's looks great.
Yeah, treat yourself to Duke's.
I don't think I've been there before.
You never been to Duke's?
I don't believe so.
Oh, you live in Seattle?
Yeah.
I know.
I've never been to Duke's. Oh, no.
Really?
No, I don't believe I have.
It's like saying I've never been to McDonald's.
I mean, I've been to a ton of seafood places, sure. But I don't think
Duke's is like one of the main ones, man.
Yeah, you could sit on the water at South Lake Union or sit out on the one in West Seattle.
Was it something
down there on the main strip and you could look out of the water?
Was it something else before it was Duke's at South Lake Union?
It may have been something
like
else.
Chandler's Crab House or something like that.
I think there was both.
Okay.
Oh, really?
But I think Duke's is still there.
Yeah, I've been one. That's right. That seafood gumbo.
Ah, okay. Go to Duke's. Seriously, you'll like it.
It sounds like
yeah.
If the best meal you ever ate was your last, what are you eating? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.